with my mom, you know, like, you know how Catholicism is a big thing.
Yeah.
And with my mom, she was one of those types of girls. She, I mean, right now she's retired, she goes to church every day. You know, and back then, growing up with her family, she was very conservative, because my my grandmother was religious, and my grandfather, I believe he was, I'm guessing he was a religious guy too, but he was a very upstanding citizen. I mean, he was someone that people came to for help, because he was, you know, he had it going on up in here. You know, this he was super intelligent. I mean, a lot of people would say sometimes, hey, you know, a lot of your tactical thinking comes from your little king. His name was Enrique. That his nickname was King. So a lot of your thinking comes from your little king, because my grandfather was one of those guys that, even up to the point when he was an old sickly guy, that when he would sit down at the when we go to my aunt's house for like Sunday lunches and stuff, and all my cousins are there, when he'd sit down at the table and say something, when his family would have like a meeting, just to just, you know, because sometimes my mom and my aunts and uncles would have like little tiffs, all these little arguments, when he'd sit down, everyone would just be like, oh, kid, listen, you know, be quiet, listen, this guy, you know, because he was coming from a place with that a lot of experience. And with my mom, she was that way. She was both like my grandmother and grandfather in that. She fought with her mind, but her mouth was so much talking like my grandma. You know, it's like, you know, it's not enough to get, I mean, I don't, maybe you've grown up with it too, where it's like, it's not enough to get it done. You still got to give a lecture about it, even after you've done it, you know? And so that's how my mom was. My mom was very conservative, because she grew up in a very, you know, religiously strong family. You know, it wasn't like, they didn't go around preaching or anything like that, but that was like a basis for their faith, and I think that's why they stayed really close. You know, they all stayed close up until, you know, eventually, you know, siblings go their separate ways and stuff. But my mom, I would, you know, bar none, I would say my mom's best friends are her two sisters, because they still stay in touch. They all go to church together. They all go gambling together. I mean, if it wasn't, I mean, the only reason they don't go to Reno and Tahoe anymore is because Cache Creek is open. Yeah. You know, that's their thing now. Now, on the other side of that, with my dad's family, values were a little bit different. Whereas my maternal grandfather was someone that was respected around town, my dad's dad, he was someone that was feared, because he was, one, if I'm correct, he was a corrupt sheriff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, corrupt town sheriff. And two,
in
the Philippines. He was very, very violent. And the way that carried over was, you know, like their some of their morals were a little bit loose, to the point that it's funny, I sometimes wonder how my mom and dad stayed together and have loved each other for this long, because they're almost like diametrical opposites. My mom is very conservative. My dad's one of those dads who will say, and you know, he'll find out if I went out. He knows I went out on a date with a girl. He'll say, guess so. Yeah, he's one of those dads. And so it's kind of, it was, you know, growing up, the way they shaped my experience out here, it taught me to essentially live at two extremes, you know, because I had a dad who was loose on some ways and, you know, hard in other ways, and my mom who was the exact opposite of that. Like with my dad's case, he was, their answer to a lot of questions was their way of disciplining kids was to hit them, you know. And like I'll say, you know, you can put me on record saying this. I think a lot of teenagers these days need to get a good whooping from their parents, you know. But back then, the way my dad was raised, because of my grandfather, from what I understand, violence was how you made your point.
Yeah.
You know, and so I learned a lot of that from my dad. I mean, you know, oh, God forbid that you should bring homework home that was messed up or incomplete, or because, you know, from my dad, that was going to get you beat right there. In my mom's case, she would she would give us a lecture about doing bad and clean work. The only time she wouldn't hit us is if we ever got in fights in church. the way I grew up, the way they shaped my experience, in many ways, I'd say in retrospect right now, I'm almost equal parts to both of my parents. But
I have to ask you that question.
Yeah, I'm in some ways I am, but it's more like for the part of me that is my parents, it's probably 50-50. But then that's only a part, a very small part of who I am, because the way I would turn out to be now, I am very different from the way they are. I mean, I would say I do carry some of the faults they have, but I also carry a lot of the strengths that they have. Whereas, of course, I grew up with my dad being, he understood fighting. It was his thing. I learned, sometimes, you're gonna get into it with someone, and you can't back down. You gotta kick ass sometimes.
Yeah.
But then, what I got from my mom's side of the family was learning to be smart about it, learning to fight, using words. And sometimes that would have a negative effect, because I'd be, I would curse people out, I'd lose my temper, and say, "You bah, 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 bah," and just the words would fly. I mean, I think like a running joke that my friends used to say is that, well, everyone in our crew could go ahead and get like an urban assault vehicle. We should give everyone an audio assault vehicle. Something that's got megaphones and a PA system, because all that comes out of his mouth will make people cry. And that's the way it used to be. But the way it is now, I mean, I'm very well tempered as far as that. If it slips into an argument, I know how to back off. I know how to not necessarily back off, but I know what to say. I know how to be smart about it and say, "Hey, let's talk this out," as opposed to trying to answer things with punching and kicking and whatnot.